Welcome to peoplesinternetradio.com. I better do the usual, Billy. Apparently, it's 9:05, and seemingly, it's the first of February, apparently, 2015. We did have the first meetup of the month up in, what the hell is it called, Millfield or something like this. While you're on the line, Billy, we may as well just get straight into it.
Well, good evening, Vincent. Good evening to your listeners. And, well, it's about, you know, about Michael D. Higgins and about, you know, what happened to him in that. Well, I'd say that, you know, every sovereign citizen is entitled to his good name until proved otherwise, and that's the basis of our civilization. But I think what's going on now is just, it's come very serious. As you know, on the 21st of January, our Independence Day, so, and the name of the state is the Sovereign Republic of Éire. And that mandate was given to the Irish Republican Brotherhood to found the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, to found Dáil Éireann, the Sovereign Republican Dáil Éireann courts, the four courts, and the War of Independence as a defence force.
And of course, Billy, a very important point, a very important point people need to remember about that as well, was made on the 21st, that I think people forget it was ratified as well. It was ratified on the 21st of January.
That's correct, Vincent. In Vaughan's Hotel in the morning, in the cabinet room in the Mansion House, and in the round room by Dáil Éireann at the afternoon, around 3 o'clock or that way. And you know, that's, and not only was that ratified, the tricolour flag that flew over the GPO in 1916 and taken down by Dermot Lynch and kept in Vaughan's Hotel until it was ratified on the 21st of January, together with the sovereign seals and the harp. The sovereign seal, it's a Christian symbol and ethos, but it's Celtic Christianity. It predates, it's B.C. and Anno Domini, because that's where it comes from. And that's Celtic Christianity, where every child is born sovereign. And the proclamation, the 1916 proclamation, and the sovereign constitution, the Easter Lily and the Shamrock, they're all the symbols of the state, and they were all ratified by the will of all the people on the 21st of January 1919. That's our Independence Day. And Michael D. Higgins refused to attend that ceremony at the Mansion House. And I'm listening to all sorts of, you know, I was listening to the Sean O'Rourke program on Wednesday, the 28th of January, and there were two people on that, and they were referring to the state, and they were referring to the head of state. I was listening to the Marion Finucane show today, and other shows on RTE, and everyone talks about the state, and everybody talks about his head of state, Michael D. Higgins, and that he got and that he was voted by everybody. He was not voted by everybody. There are six counties in Ireland, and that is you know, left out of the presidential election, and this has to be cleared up now. And I say that why did Michael D. Higgins, you know, he snubbed the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and he snubbed, and treats us with contempt. That's our tricolour flag. And as you know, he took that flag to Windsor. And that gold braiding is a British Admiralty gold braiding around our tricolour flag. Why did he put that on? That, he has no right to do that. And I'm very annoyed. As you know, I wrote to Enda Kenny, and I wrote to Susan Denham, and I wrote to Heather Humphreys, and I wrote to Christy Burke, the Lord Mayor. And why is it that Sean Barrett, the John Corlett, and the Cathaoirleach of the Senate don't recognise the 21st of January? They do not recognise the Sovereign Republic of Éire. That's the mandate we were given to form on the 1918 32 county election from Vaughan's Hotel, and they just treat that with contempt. That's our tricolour flag that flies over Leinster House. Leinster House, as we said, is not Dáil Éireann. Dáil Éireann was founded and ratified by the will of all the people in the cabinet room and the round room of the Mansion House on the 21st of January. And we went to the, that, as you know, we weren't allowed into the Mansion House. And on one hand, then, I was looking on Friday night on RTE, and they showed the cabinet room, which is the dining room. And 300 years they were talking about it. And yet, we're not allowed inside the door. And yet, they have all sorts of other events, Holocaust, commemorating everything. They were commemorating all the Lord Mayors. And yet, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, who founded and funded the state, aren't allowed inside the door. There's something radically wrong. And we went from there over to Leinster House, and that's our tricolour flag that's on Leinster House. Not one politician came out, not one civil servant, not one member of the judiciary celebrated our 96th anniversary of the Sovereign Republic of Ireland, Dáileann, or the Sovereign Republic in Dáileann Courts, or the War of Independence as a defence force. And I have said many times that the Irish Republican Brotherhood, we're not a political organisation. We're the umbrella group that united all those organisations, Cumann na mBan na Fianna Fáil, Fianna Fáil, and in 1918, excuse me, Vincent.
You're all right.
Sinn Féin was the political wing, and Óglann na hÉireann was the military wing. Sinn Féin won the 32 county election of 1918, and Óglann na hÉireann won the War of Independence. Now, I think it is now mandatory to for Michael D. Higgins to come out and say what state does he recognise, if any. And to me, he doesn't recognise any. And we're coming up to 2016, and that's crucial. And there's one thing, I mean, doesn't that prove when he didn't turn up on the 21st of January that he doesn't recognise the state, he doesn't recognise the institutions of the state? They were all up and running on the 21st of January 1919. And as we've said on your program before, Michael Collins was Minister for Finance, whereas in 1922 he was only Provisional Minister for Finance. And which state is it? Is it the Sovereign Republic of Ireland, by the will of all the people of the 32 counties? That's the mandate we have, and that's we hold the sovereignty and the legitimacy of that. Or is it? Does he recognise then the British in 1922, under the threat of immediate and terrible war, does he recognise the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland as an Orange Free State and a provisional government that King George imposed on Ireland? That is what he is recognising. And he's deliberately using our symbols of the state and pretending that we don't know which he's using. And we hear these people coming out, oh, the state. Can they not define the state and what state they're talking about? And I'm very disappointed that not one radio, not one paper, nobody in the state, the so-called state, even mentioned the 21st of January as the 96th anniversary of that the Sovereign Republic of Ireland. And those volunteers who went out, and Citizens Army, they carried aid strings, IV, Irish Volunteers, they carried the Sovereign Seal on their, you can see them on the buttons, and to put that Sovereign Seal, 12 strings, up in the cabinet room, in the Mansion House, and the round room for Dáileann. And the Leinster House is the Royal Dáil and Senator Ráchtas, imposed by King George V in 1922, as a British apartheid system for the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland as an Orange Free State and a provisional government. That's what it is. And how are they trying to, you know, they're tricking people and trying to get people to believe that they're the government. If you read Sarah Stattera, it tells you very clearly all as they are is a provisional government. And this is by all the people. All the people of what? Dáileann has never ratified the Anglo-Irish Treaty, nor could it. Dáileann has never ratified the Anglo-Irish Treaty or the EEC accession treaty or the EU accession treaty. I mean, what exactly are they talking about? And I think it's causing more confusion all the time. And I would like to say that on the 21st of January, all licences are owned and are the property of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, who keep them in trust for the sovereign citizens. And they are from the 21st of January to the 20th of January each and every year, when the licences return to the sovereign citizens and the sovereign government of the Sovereign Republic of Ireland. And I would like to also say that We have five constitutions, which I have mentioned many times. We have the sovereign constitution by the will of all the people of the 32 counties. Then we have the Free State Constitution, imposed in the Shelburne Hotel by King George V, under the threat of immediate and terrible war if they didn't sign it. Dáil Éireann never signed any treaty, nor could it. It was the Royal Dáil and Oireachtas. The Royal Dáil that sent it. When you hear the word Dáil, you're talking about the Royal Dáil imposed by King George V. When you hear Dáil Éireann, it is by the will of the people of the 32 county election of 1918. And that's the mandate we have.
Am I right, Billy, in saying that the word Dáil in the Irish language, it actually means an assembly of the people? It's an assembly, isn't it? That's what Dáil means. I just noticed we talked about this, that story that was very unusual story. Saturday, 31st of January, I have it here, RTE. Aviation Authority confirms Russian aircraft flew accompanied through Irish airspace. And they say Irish airspace, but then further down they say the IAA has confirmed the aircraft flew around 50 nautical miles from the Irish coast at the nearest point, but did not enter Irish sovereign airspace.
Do you see, Vincent? It's amazing, isn't it amazing? It's total confusion.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what they're saying is that, as far as they're concerned, that only the airspace directly above what they're claiming to be the 26 counties only is what they're claiming to be sort of, if you will, sovereign airspace, even though it can't possibly be because they're not a sovereign entity.
Vincent.
That's what I'm saying. They're not a sovereign entity. So that's a blatant lie, really. Because
a blatant lie.
Yeah.
And as you know, if you look at that map, which I read from on the steps of the Mansion House. I, William James McGuire, claim sovereignty over all the territories, rivers, lakes, seas, fishing rights, mineral rights, licenses, all assets of the state on behalf of the sovereign citizens of the Sovereign Republic of Éire and the Irish Republican Brotherhood, signed and sealed on this day, the 21st of January, 2015. And that map is the official map of the state, which extends what they're talking about, not only out from the coast, but right over to America and Canada.
Yes, and I'd also like to
add, that's all our sovereignty.
At the same
and
time.
And that's what we're talking about.
And at the same
time. The provisional government, they're afraid of their life to say a provisional government, and that's all they are.
They are. And of course, due to the recognition that Russia gave to the Sovereign Republic of Éire, who'd have a problem with the Russians flying a few planes?
No. They recognize our sovereignty. Everybody seems to recognize our sovereignty, but the provisional government that was imposed by King George V in 1922 as a British apartheid system for the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland as an Orange Free State and the provisional government, that's not me. That is Sir Stat Air, if you want to read it. But I also like to bring to your attention, Vincent, I'm reading Historian Query's decision to invite royals to 1916 commemoration. And this is the Irish Times, and it's Rowan McGreevy, and it is Monday, April the 14th, 2014, and the update was 9:58. And it refers to historian Dermot Ferrier has questioned the decision to invite members of the British royal family to the Easter Rising commemoration of 2016. He also refers to Martin Manser and to Professor Owen O'Halpin of Trinity College Dublin. Professor is of Modern History, University College Dublin, UCD. And it comes down then, this is Michael D, this is the Queen, and it says, has been confirmed by Queen Elizabeth II in her speech at Windsor Castle last week, when she said, "My family and my government will stand alongside you, Mr. President." This is Michael D. Higgins, and your ministers, they should say provisional ministers, throughout the anniversaries of the war of the events that led to the creation of the Irish Free State. There it's in black and white for you.
Now, can you just let everybody know what paper that's in, Billy, so they
that's
can find
the
it
Irish
themselves?
Times.
Yep.
And it is the IrishTimes.com. And it was
What date was the article?
It was Historian Query's decision to invite royals to the 1916 commemorations. and there is Ron and McGreevy. Last up to date, Monday, the April 14th, 2014.
And what they do, Billy, is generally they. You see, the strange thing is, it's a strange reflection that they seem to tell everybody precisely the truth, and then they sort of deny it in another way. You know, it's like the people don't spot this. The people see this and the people hear this, but they don't quite, they kind of, it's like people go, oh yeah, but they said they're Free State, but she didn't really mean the Free State, surely. But she did.
She did, and I quote what it was, imposed by King George the 59th under the threat of immediate and terrible war as a provisional government and an Orange Free State for the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland, and that's what was imposed. It was, and this thing that Dáil Éireann never voted for that, nor could it vote for that. And how is it in 1919, King George V declared Dáil Éireann to be an illegal assembly? And now, I want a truth commission to come out, starting in 1912, when the Ulster Volunteers were founded by Carson and the Covenant. And in 1913, they broke their own covenant by taking the covenant to war when they declared the UVF army. And Guinness gave 100,000 and Lord Rothschild 100,000 and Rupert Kipling £50,000 to buy the top-class German guns. And as a consequence of that, the intelligence officers of the Irish Republican Brotherhood reported to the Supreme Council of the Irish Republican Brotherhood of the facts that happened. We can only deal in facts. And as a consequence of that, the Supreme Council of the Irish Republican Brotherhood founded the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizens Army as a defence force. And in 1914, the UVF Army declared war on Britain and Ireland if Home Rule was imposed by Britain. And the British government capitulated to the UVF army, and that is the consequence of all that happened after that. And as I said, we're suffering from that ever since. We're suffering for the facts to come out, and all those lives that were lost. As I've said many times, and I'll say it again, that we are not a political party. The Irish Republican Brotherhood, they abhor war, they abhor violence, they abhor corruption, they abhor maladministration, malnourishment of our people, corruption. They abhor propaganda, lies, and deception. That seems to be all as we get today.
Well, it reminds me of
Kenny,
the comment.
He refused to come to the Mansion House on the 21st of January. Susan Denham, who's the Chief Justice, refused. She didn't even answer our invitation. And Heather Humphreys couldn't come either. And Christy Burke wouldn't let us into the Mansion House. Yet they let everybody into the Mansion House. I want to know where Christy Burke is getting his license from. I want to know where Dublin City Council managers are getting their license from. I want to see that up on television for everybody to see it. I want to see the license that Enda Kenny has. I want to see the license that the Crown Corla has. And the Crown Corla sits in Leinster House pretending when he was under pressure on Friday with Miriam O'Callaghan, he called it Dáil Éireann, that he got a letter to Dáil Éireann. He did not get a letter to Dáil Éireann. Dáil Éireann has never sat in Leinster House, nor could it. It is the Royal Dáil and Senator Roxas that sits in Leinster House. And it's time they cleared up the matter for once and for all. You know, we have to have a sovereign government. That's what we've always asked for. And that money, all those institutions of the state, they were all up and working on the 21st of January. All those departments, that's a set-up. They were founded and funded by the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And that money that was collected in America for all those institutions, for education, hospital care, for industry, for factories, ESB, and that money was misappropriated by the politicians. Fianna Fáil took it to found the Irish Press and Fianna Fáil, and Cumann Gael founded Fine Gael out of it. They must be held accountable for that money.
Well, just while you were talking there, I'm just going to remind people, former so-called Taoiseach, provisional Taoiseach, John Bruton, made some comments. In fact, I'll put the link into the box. This is from RTE, and I think people actually need to see this to realise just exactly what way these people think. And he said the following. He criticised the leaders of 1916, and you know, he was making implication. Yeah, he said, Mr. Bruton said, the 1916 leaders were not neutral, but were taking the side of Germany. And he made other comments saying, oh, they took German guns. And of course, he's forgetting. Well, in 1912, as you said, it was German guns that were bought by a British, the British establishment, effectively. Rothschild was British establishment.
Well, that was in 1913, Vincent.
Oh, sorry, 1913, pardon me.
In 1912, the Covenant, and Presbyterian people, you know, they had the same God and the sovereignty. You never take the half to war. I mean, the Hebrew people did it, and we see the results ever since. In 1155, Pope Adrian IV gave it to Henry, the Bull Laudabiliter. He gave it to Henry II to build his empire. That caused the Hundred Years' War. And people have to be very careful.
Well, I'd also like to reiterate that if you ask an Irish politician,
all science, all astronomy comes from that.
And if anybody asks,
and we have to know what the situation is. Now, Susan Denham, who's the Chief Justice, and I would question Susan Denham. I'm reading the 37th Constitution, and if you ask, which most people don't ask, what a constitution are they using in the High Court, or the 37? Right. We'll read the 37. We'll call it the state. This is De Valera's, the Great Republican's 37th Constitution. And, of course, we know that he colluded with the British, and he rejigged the sovereign constitution. The name of the state, De Valera said, is error, or in the English language, Ireland. That is not correct. The name of the state is the Sovereign Republic of Error. How could he leave out Republic out of that? And how can Susan Denham hold court cases all over the country in the 32 counties or in the 26 counties or wherever she holds them?
And still to this day, Billy, they claim they have a mandate for the 37, and I keep saying, well, why did you form a state in 1937? Where was the state founded? If you ask them, they'll say 1922. That just
exactly
doesn't make any
point.
Sense.
There was no state founded in 1922. It was King George imposed a British apartheid system in 1922 for the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland as an Orange Free State and a provisional government. And why didn't Michael Higgins, when he was down in South Africa, why didn't he say that? And here you are, Article 5, Ireland is a sovereign, independent, democratic state. Ireland is a sovereign republic, independent, democratic state. And why are they leaving that out of it? And why is it when you go into court, we don't know where we're going or what we're doing by these people who won't tell us? And people should be very careful. Coming up to 20, that is our tricolour flag. And if you notice that every time we read our proclamation, and as you know, that was taken down by Dermot Lynch, and that was ratified with the Green nearest to the poll on the 21st of January 1919. It was never captured by anybody. And I, as president of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, am required to hold that tricolour flag. That means, signifies, that the Irish Republican Brotherhood own that tricolour flag and have possession of it today, and I'm talking about 2015. And it is mandatory for Michael D. Higgins to attend that ceremony on the 21st of January. If you read the proclamation, and you'll see it on that he recognises the state, the Sovereign Republic of Era, and that is mandatory for him to do the...
Billy, I don't ever recall seeing an image of any Irish provisional government president ever holding the tricolour, nor do I ever recall any of them reading the proclamation aloud to the people.
No, they're not allowed to, you see.
Well, apparently Michael D. is planning on doing it in 2016.
And what about, and on those programs on the other day, I rang up the program, the Sean O'Rourke program, and I asked, could I make a comment? And no, they never got back to me. I asked, and I wanted to make that. And they were saying that these people who protested against Michael D. Higgins, now, he shouldn't have been called those names, because sovereign citizens don't behave like that anyway.
No.
And as I said at the beginning, every citizen is entitled to their good name until proved otherwise.
Well, that whole day to me, Billy, it was decency and dignity and decorum. It was fantastic.
wasn't it, now?
It was. It really was.
And but they were saying that there was some person there on the radio saying that those people should be charged with an offence against the State Act. And I said, well, if that's the case, that they should, they're sovereign citizens, and they're frustrated because of the way they're treated. Well, shouldn't Michael D. Higgins then be charged with an offence against the State Act for treating with contempt the tricolour flag and treating with contempt the 21st of January and refusing to attend that ceremony where the state was founded, the Sovereign Republic of Éire in the Mansion House and Dáil Éireann?
Well, what if Michael D. Higgins decides to read out the proclamation to the people, Billy? If he does that, is he not placing himself under it?
That's exactly what he's doing. And his allegiance is no longer to the Crown of England. And I just read out to you there what was on the Irish.
So effectively, he can't actually read it. I mean, no matter what he says, he can't read it.
We had the same last year at the Mansion House. Yeah. That the Lord Mayor was a member of the Bar Council and he was prohibited from reading the 1916 Proclamation of the Sovereign Constitution. And I mean, that has to be sorted out now. And we have to get on to America never takes the side of the sovereign citizens here. They always take Britain's side when it comes to it in the end.
Well, I think there's other obvious reasons for that too.
Sorry?
Well, I'd just like to say I think there's other obvious reasons for that too, but also people who might be listening, Billy, I mean, I think, you know, I don't want people to get the idea that this is all up to Billy Maguire to fix, that this is for the people, the listeners, this is for you, whoever you are listening now, this is for you to fix, this is for you to educate other people about. That's really what this is all about, Billy, isn't it? Information
exactly
and education.
I'm not the sovereign. It is you are the sovereign. The citizens are the sovereign. That's what a sovereign republic is, that you owned. You owned all the assets of the state. And that's why I said about the license. They returned to you on the 20th of January. And if any of these corporations, they all have to have licenses. Have to have licenses.
One
bank has a license. There's one corporation in the state that has a license.
Now that we're on that subject.
Bona fide license.
Now that we're on that subject, I had a license for People's Internet Radio. And I suppose I need a new one now.
Granted.
Thank you very much, Billy. We're licensed.
Anyone who turns up on the 21st of January.
Oh, well, I was there.
You know, that's what it's about. The people are sovereign. You have a right to your own state and all the assets of the state. You know, hospital care, education of your children. And remember, I say a Christian, and I say a Celtic Christianity, where every child is born sovereign. Excuse me. And has a sovereign right. The first four strings of the harp, earth, air, fire, and water. And you know, when I read that out on the steps of the Mansion House when we weren't allowed in, the cheer that water got, they could hear it over in Leinster House.
Oh, I said you did.
And that's 96 years.
Absolutely. We're at, I don't want to rush it up, but we're just gone past 9:30 and I do have a guest waiting. But
listen, thank you very much for allowing me to say
thank
that
you.
Because
thank
I was
you.
Stopped in every other program and the papers won't do it. So
you know you're always welcome here.
But the people have a right to know, the sovereign citizens have a right to know that.
Well, I'd like to put this out there, Billy, as well, just while I have you. There are so many other internet radios out there who some have said positive things about you, some have said negative, but have any other radio stations on the internet tried to contact you and ask you to come on for an interview ever? Well, I'd like to put that out there that you are willing, of course, I'm sure, to go on and talk on any other radio if they'll have you, yes?
But, Vincent, we only give out the information. That's all we give out. We've nothing else to give.
No, but it's
notion. We're not a political party. We're only trying to educate you on your sovereignty. You're the sovereign. That's what those volunteers and Citizens Army did. They went out and sacrificed their lives for you. And King George V, he executed every one of our members. They're buried up in Arbor Hill and in Glasnevin because he didn't want the Irish Republican Brotherhood. He usurped the sovereignty of the state and of the citizens.
And I believe they actually buried them 16 foot down encased in concrete, Billy.
Well, there are members and they were all, and those people gave their lives to you. And I think it's very sad what's going on, that nobody can tell the truth about them. And on the 21st of January, to see the contempt and the snubbing of the Irish Republican Brotherhood and the finances that were put up for that, you know, by families and that, I think is an absolute disgrace. No wonder we're in the state we are. And you know,
what was that chap from the Graves Association? What was his name?
Sorry, Vincent, I didn't hear that.
The chap who looks at from the Graves Association.
Oh, Tommy Brune. Yes.
Yeah, I think he was.
Great man.
I think he said to me that they were buried 16 or 14 feet down and encased in concrete, so that you know the people. Well, it's an insult to bury somebody like that, I suppose. Really.
Yeah, well, you see, that's what they. But our own. But why can't they say, tell the truth to the world and to the nation? Yeah. We have a great country. We have a wonderful history. What we have, no other country has.
No.
And the Celtic people carry that tradition of sovereignty to the edge of
and
the world.
And you see, it's
world.
The knowledge, Billy. Once we have the knowledge of this, it won't die.
No. Well, that's great. Listen, thank you very much. And I'll say goodnight to your listeners, Vincent. And thank you indeed.
Thanks very much, Billy. Pleasure as always. Well, there you go, folks. That was Billy Maguire. I'm going to, the President of the Sovereign Republic of Éire and the President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And, of course, he will, if there's other internet radios out there willing to interview Billy, I'm sure he'd be happy to facilitate you. So I'm putting it out there. If anybody wants to organise an interview for Billy on a station somewhere around the world, maybe... you know, send me an email if you want the number, or, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give out Billy's number. He doesn't hide it from anybody. The number is 00353-696-3350. So, that's the number. Please don't go ringing at strange hours. Folks, you know yourself, bit of decorum. But that is his phone number. And, if you know somebody in a radio station in America or somewhere like that and you think they'd be interested in talking to them, one way or another, it has to be done. We need to spread the word. So I'm going to play this and I'm going to go get my next guest, Ray Hall, back after this.